AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Andy Slavitt with the White House Coronavirus Response Team says people are being vaccinated, but the numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths are still too high.
Years of watching football on TV has shown me that it's better to spike the football once you're safely in the end zone, not after you've made a couple of completions.
The CDC's Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the current numbers remain concerning. The Senate is set for a voting marathon on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus bill. The AP Sagar Magani reports a Republican lawmaker set off a delay.
Moments after the Senate took up the $1.9 trillion bill yesterday,
I object.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson forced the chamber's clerks to read the entire thing out loud. All 628 pages.
Section 7201, definitions.
Through the evening.
Section 303C of the Employer Retirement Income Security Act of 1974.
And into the early morning. It took nearly 11 hours. Johnson spent much of it either at his desk or pacing the chamber.
I hope he enjoyed his Thursday evening.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, as the Senate moved toward a mountain of amendments, mostly from Republicans against the bill, and virtually all of which are likely to be rejected. The Senate aims to approve the bill this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says 379,000 jobs were added last month, the most since October. In his first ever trip there, Pope Francis is urging Iraqis to value their religious minorities and consider them a precious resource to protect, not an obstacle to eliminate. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's health department is confirming reports members of his coronavirus task force altered a state health department report to omit the full number of nursing home patients killed by the virus, but insist the changes were made because of concerns about the accuracy of the data. Stocks have turned mixed. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump is being sued by a House impeachment manager.
Congressman Eric Swalwell, a California Democrat, is suing former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building. The lawsuit alleges that then-President Trump waged an all-out war on a peaceful transition of power. He lied to his followers, says the suit, claiming the election was stolen from them, and finally called upon them to descend on Washington. Mr. Trump's spokesman called Congressman Swalwell a lowlife with no credibility. Swalwell's suit also named several others, including Donald Trump Jr. It was filed in federal court in Washington. I'm Rita Foley.
The NFL has hired Maya Chaka as the first black female official in league history. She will work games on the field during the 2021 season. Chaka has been a college official on the field for the Pac-12 and Conference USA. Ed Donahue, AP News.